Join me on this week's Xamarin Show, where I have my good friend John, all the way from France, talking about combining App Center and App Insights to get deep telemetry on your mobile apps. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno. Today, I have my best friend in the entire world, live from France, John Thierry. How did I do, John?
Fine.
I think you can still improve a bit.
Terrier.
Well, I was joking that, you know, I took 4 years of French 15 years ago, and I could never really do anything with my R's or do any. I mean, that's why I stopped taking French. And my wife is a Spanish major. So, you know, there. But I was close. But also with a name like Montemagno, you can imagine I've lived the struggles of many people saying my last name incorrect.
Yeah, I can imagine. But it's fine. It's been one of the best pronunciations so far from English-speaking people.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm really excited to have you on because we've had a lot of conversations about App Center in the past, specifically like on build and analytics and crash reporting. And everyone kept asking me, how do you get past sort of the limits that are in the user interface of App Center? And what I mean by limits is like, here's the data they want to display. And I was like, you can do it. And I, you know, just go for it. And you can figure it out. There's a way of doing stuff. And then you wrote a blog post that became the de facto blog post that I've sent to so many people on combining App Insights and App Center together. So I had to have you on.
So happy to be there and happy to show everyone what I did. So I hope it will help.
Yeah. And what led you to this point, I guess, too, before we even get into the sort of the demo?
So actually, I work in a pretty big company and we have this app that has thousands or hundreds of thousands of users. And we obviously want to get some analytics and we have events that have a lot of parameters. And in App Center, it's really hard to extract the kind of information that we wanted. And I found something on the documentation on Microsoft that explains how to export these analytics to Application Insights. And then I know, because my company is working pretty hard with Application Insights, that we can do really great things with that. So I decided to try, and here we are.
That's very cool because, you know, a lot of developers may be used to App Insights from doing web development because that's a very clear sort of analytics system, especially for ASP.NET or ASP.NET Core. But now you're saying like I can literally reuse all of my knowledge of App Insights, but for my mobile applications.
Yes, and actually it goes even further than that. So if you have a data analytics team that is used to creating Power BI dashboards over Application Insights, they can still do that with those mobile apps.
Oh, wow.
This is what I hope to be able to show you just after.
Well, beautiful. Let's get into it because I will, of course, link your beautiful blog post in the show notes below. But I tasked you with some demo stuff, so I'm ready. So let's go ahead and get your screen up.
So I made this little sample application, a really simple one that it's like a quiz. And you need to click on one of the buttons and then on the other one. And then you click on submit. What this does is that it sends an event to application to App Center, basically. And the whole purpose of this demo will be to see how this event flows from App Center to Application Insights.
Okay.
So let's get to this. So this is the article I wrote. So you said that you will share the link. So I will close this one. So when you have an application in App Center, I've just created a new one. The documentation explains you how to add actually the analytics part of App Center. So it's very important to do that. When you go to settings, you can choose export here. Mm. And when you do export, you have the choice of exporting either to blob storage, which can be good for long lasting data, or application, which is Application Insights, which is better if you want to actually query this data.
Okay.
So you can do it direct by doing a set up standard exports, and it tells you that you need to have an Azure subscription if you do that. So let's click here, and you just need to assign this subscription to your app. So actually, it's logging it, and it will find very soon all the subscriptions that I have. I can click on connect, and everything's done. So when you do that, you have an automatic export for one of the apps. So I will not go all the way up to this part, because there's a better way, in my opinion, to export is to do the customize part.
Oh, okay.
So if you do customize, you can have both your iOS and your Android apps sending data to the same application insight, which is much better for analytics point of view. And the only thing that you have to do is to find this instrumentation key on application insight. And if you don't know where to find it, it's not very hard. It's just here. So I've just created an application insight. It's empty. And when you go to the overview here, you copy paste the instrumentation key, create custom export, and then done.
Wow. So okay. Really simple.
Very, very easy. Yeah. So it might take some time for the data to come in. So usually I see a delay between 5 to 10 minutes. And the bigger the project it is, the longer the data seems to come. But in the end, they will arrive. So let's get back to one existing application that I did. So it's the famous sample. And I see that I have sent the my event. If you remember on the previous screen, I will show you, this is the my event when I have a color and a city. Get back here. And on App Center, you can see the repartition between the choices of cities and colors, but it's very hard to know what is the most used color in Seattle, for example, or in Paris. You just have, okay, you have 39% of Beijing and 36% of green, but you don't know the actual repartition. So to have that, if your export is configured correctly, you just need to go to actually Application Insights and type a request here. And you see this request, it goes through all the custom events. So every event that you send from App Center will end up into custom events. So it's not like on web. When you have Application Insights on a web app, you have things a little bit differently. Here, everything is on a custom event. And you can do the same kind of request that you do on web. So I select everything that is older than 7 days. I select my event. I extract the data that is sent to Application Insights. I get the city and the color. And then I do a little magic. And this magic trick gives me the number of choices by city, by color. And you see Application Insights immediately recognize that this kind of data can be displayed with a chart like this. So it's very convenient, even if you don't have a Power BI dashboard or whatever you want after, you can still get this data. So one important thing is to understand how the data is structured. And to that, I will go to the overview and type search. I will take the 7 days because I did the test several days ago. So you see, we always have custom events, and some of them are start session log. This is something that is sent automatically by App Center. Same for start service log. And you see my event here. If I click on one of the my events, we have a lot of interesting information over there. We see the app name, obviously. We see the actual properties that I sent. We see the app ID. We see the language, the OS, which is very interesting because if you send the data from both of your app into the same application insights, you can still have a difference here. You know, the version of the system, etc. There's a lot of stuff very important for analytics. If you take the request that I did just before and you play a bit with it, you can send it to Power BI. So here I have my Power BI table, let's say, and I actually just send the request that I did. You can recognize exactly the same parameters, and I construct a table from that. So you see that we get exactly the same object, the same response. And if I play a bit with the table, I can create this kind of dashboard. So here it's a very simple one. So the map is not displayed correctly, but never mind. This was just to show you the dashboard. Let's go to the final version. So here is the link from Mac to a Power BI report of data coming from App Center to Application Insights. And what is good is that it's entirely dynamic. If I click on Beijing, you see the thing reacts. If I click on green, it will react the same. So no excuse not to create great analytics extracts from App Center right now.
It's very cool because what you just showed, right, is you showed like, hey, I added the App Center SDK, which probably tons of our viewers already have in. And yep. You're looking at the data and you're like, this is cool data, but I'm not doing anything with it. I mean, I struggle this same thing with a lot of the apps I release. I'm like, I put in the analytics, but then what, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. There's some pre-made charts and graphs. And you could think about, okay, what do I want to learn from my users? How do I improve my application? And I think what's great here is that once you get the data into App Insights and it's queryable from Power BI, you're right. You can have your data team. You can have other teams that are, you know, maybe not engineers working on the app, creating powerful dashboards to glean insights and make marketing decisions, do all whole sorts of other things with it. So it's like this beautiful sort of flow from, hey, I just added a line of code in my app, but that line of code got you all of this.
Yes, exactly. And it goes a little bit further than that, is that the data that you send from the mobile, if you also manage the backend, you can try to find some cross references there, depending on how you tag your data. So you might even, you help the business decision by not only explaining how the app is actually used, but how the app interacts with the whole system of the company, which is even more important in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right, because often, and you're right, it's not just a mobile app. There's a back end, there's the front end, there's the website, there's the database, and you can kind of link all those things together. That's super cool.
Yes, so that was about it, what I wanted to show. So thank you for this small meeting.
it was great too, because you're like, I don't know if I can get through everything, but my mind is just, I was like, I didn't even want to interrupt because everything I'm seeing is so amazing, right? And what I think is cool, if you are able to flip back over to the App Insights portal that you had.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Like these are like people just already have all this data, and you can just use that same query language. You can see the events come in.
Yes.
And it's also fascinating because you're right. There's other events that just happen automatically if you don't do anything. So you're getting a bunch of other stuff for free. I think that's really, really cool that you're getting all of this stuff and you can rerun. And this query language, right? This is that special App Insights query language. So you can kind of do anything here.
Yeah, it's very, very powerful language. Its name is Custo. It takes a bit of time to get used to it, but if you've done a bit of SQL or F# or this kind of stuff, you kind of get it pretty quickly. And actually, I didn't even explore the 80% of the possibilities of this language, but I can already do very, very interesting things for my company.
Yeah, it's really cool too, because you're right. See, there's like the properties, you have the city where you're getting the string out, but you also showed, I want to point out that all that additional data that you weren't tracking, like the operating system,
yes,
the version, if it's iOS, if it's Android, if it's Windows, all of that stuff comes in here too. So you could easily get all of that data, which I think is really, really cool out of it.
So there you go.
Look at this, real-time queries. I love it.
Yes. So this is all the data that you get. And this is all the data that you can play with. If you are on Android, you can even get the very precise phone model, so on iOS too, but it's easier to map on iOS than on Android. You know when an iPhone 6 is an iPhone 6 or whatever. But on Android, there's so many devices everywhere that sometimes you see some very interesting stuff like, oh, I have these Huawei devices are more used in this country, but on this country is more Samsung devices and this kind of brands. And it can explain also some of the issues that you can encounter. So you are, thanks to App Center and Application Insights here, you are in the middle between just knowing how your app is used, trying to improve the usage of your app and the user experience, basically, and also the business analytics that you can do behind that will help the company extract more value out of this usage. So
I cannot wait to go start exporting my data because I can't believe I haven't done it yet and start exploring all this. John, this is awesome. My mind is blown. And if you have the GitHub project and any links you can put, I'll share everything in the show notes. But yeah, this was really awesome. You should be giving presentations everywhere on this stuff. This is mind blowing, by the way.
I will do.
Awesome. Well, perfect. Like I said, I'll put everything below. John, thank you so much. I love also that, you know, this is real world. Like, you took your learnings from the things that you're doing at your company, and you're, you know, talking about improving the product, how you get analytics. I think that's really important as we think about, hey, I can do some cool stuff, but let me apply it to the actual business case. So this is rad. Yeah. Awesome. John, thank you so much. Yes, of course. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. Check out all of the show notes below and definitely read John's blog and follow him everywhere that you can. Thanks, of course, for tuning in. And of course, don't forget to subscribe on all the normal places, YouTube, Twitter, all the places. Just hit the bells, do the things, Channel 9, you know what to do. That's going to do it for this week's Xamarin Show. So until next time, thanks for watching.